You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace & TJ Show.
All right, so some good news. Damar Hamlin practiced with the Buffalo Bills yesterday.
Unbelievable.
Kind of a wild timeline. I mean, he goes into cardiac arrest in January, back on the field, practicing with all his teammates, doing some individual drills and stretching and things like that. But they did say one scary moment happened where he was going for a ball or something and he fell down and could not get up on his own, had to be helped up. And but they checked him out and they said he was fine to keep practicing. And that's what we kind of keep hearing. We checked him out. He's fine. And you're like, oh, okay, all right.
You did they take say word why it. He couldn't get up?
It didn't say. He was reportedly struggled to get back to his feet after contesting a ball during practice, needing assistance to get up. But they resumed drills after the athletic trainers determined he was fine.
Yeah, now that's going to put the Buffalo Bills ownership in a difficult spot. Yeah. Like if he can't cut it, but he's still wanting to play and saying, I'm okay to play, and then they cut him from the team, then they're going to look like heels.
Yeah. Bad people. Mm-hmm. How could you not deny the right for this guy to play after what he's been through?
And, you know, he may end up coming through and being as good as he was and all of that. I just know, not to make it about me, but I'm glad I didn't have that vaccine.
Just a little clarity.
Not that that has anything to do with this, but.
No. Of course not.
But not that it definitely doesn't have anything to do with it.
Today is National VCR Day. So if you've got a VCR, I don't know what you're supposed to do on National VCR Day, but I mean, it's National VCR Day. First videotape recorders back in 1956. What years did you guys get VCRs?
I didn't get one until I went to college. My college roommate had one. My mom never bought one. I don't know why we could have bought one through the years, I guess. I don't know.
Were they super expensive?
Yeah. First people in our town to have one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Had the remote on a cord.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And we got it so my mama could watch her soap operas. She was a teacher and missed all the soap operas during the day until we got that thing.
Nothing like it.
Mm-hmm. All of the CBS soaps.
Sure. The PGA has merged with LIV Golf, so you'll see the Saudis trending this morning, the PGA trending this morning. So obviously a lot of drama. So anytime the Saudi Arabian.
For what does LIV stand?
I don't know.
It's the Roman numerals for something. You know, it's LIV, and it was I believe it was the Roman numerals 50, for something.
It'd be 54, right? LIV is 54.
Yeah, 54, right?
But nobody knows what it means.
Yes, I believe they do know. I don't know.
Okay.
But you know, they got this huge war chest of money. And they're able to splash it out. So I'm sure they're thrilled to be partnering up with the PGA Tour.
The name LIV refers to Roman numerals for 54. The score, if every hole on a par 72 course were birdied, and the number of holes to be played at LIV events.
Yeah.
They play 54 holes.
Yeah. Oh. There you go.
If they were to be birdied on a sunny day with a little wind, just say it's because of 54 holes.
Be done with it. And then Mel Gibson is trending this morning. Haven't seen him trend for a while, but he is apparently working on a 4-part docuseries on the global child sex trafficking market. And they say it involves countries like Ukraine. So there's a lot to break down in that story. But Mel Gibson, obviously loved in Hollywood, but he's made some incredible. I mean, he made The Passion of the Christ. He made Hacksaw Ridge. Couple years ago, Apocalypto, these Oscar-winning movies. He's a great director.
Lethal Weapon?
Did he direct Lethal Weapon?
I don't know, but he was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Lethal Weapon 4.
Yeah, as an actor, he's great, too.
Yeah.
He directed Braveheart. Incredible. But now he's obviously focusing his attention on this child sex trafficking business and, you know, Epstein and all that. He's involved in the story. So Mel Gibson is trending this morning. And those are a few things that are now trending.
When chivalry crosses the line into debaggery. That's what we're going to be focused on next.
When chivalry becomes debaggery.
Yep. So we'll explain all of that and see what your opinions are on it. Coming up next.
Live from the Calitran Studios. Find out more about Calitran at acetj.com/weightloss. More of the Ace and TJ Show next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitran. Calitran is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace TJ Prime Reward members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word. Memphis. That's Memphis. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today. Or go to acetj.com/prime.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitran. Calitran is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Share Funny is now a little bit extra. Don't miss the Extra Funny Podcast, live every weekday on the Ace and TJ app or anytime wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Hi, all. Go watch us on our videos and stuff. AceTJ.TV gets you there. It's so easy. You can see how handsome we are today and every day. I mean, it's crazy. All those years we were just wasting our good looks on regular radio where people couldn't see us. It's a travesty. Yeah. At least we've righted that wrong for the people. For the people. All right. There is something that has gone virile, and it is a husband who is... you know, on the surface, trying to be chivalrous for his wife. But underneath the surface, he's just a jerk. A selfish jerk. Because what he does is, they live in an apartment complex. He pulls his car in, if she's not home, he pulls his car in to the front parking area under a shade tree and parks diagonally, taking up two spots. So when she gets home, he's basically saved her one of the good parking spots. Now, so it's easy for him to get this car in there and park diagonally because he drives a Beetle. And so you got to figure, a married man who drives a Volkswagen Beetle would do something like this.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be a nerd. You should have been here, huh? like the type of person that would not even give you any idea what's coming up on the test that he just took, and you're going into the class after him. Hey, what was on the test?
Oh, you should have studied. I'm not telling you. Boy, you want to throw me into a bit?
Ugh.
What?
So his neighbors obviously are upset. Now, Riggins, you used to live in apartments, you know, more recently than we have, and parking is an issue, especially in big city apartment complexes. Would this have angered you, or would you have just said, hey, he's doing it for his wife?
No, that's so wrong.
It's wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's just trashy.
I know when I lived in the parking complex uptown.
People, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
People tried to park right by the door because it was in a garage. Mm. And you tried to park by the door that went right in. And if somebody had taken up two spots like that, it would have been on because it was hard to find good parking right there.
Yeah. This is worse than saving all the lounge chairs at the hotel pool.
Yeah.
I think this is worse. Now, what should happen?
Throw a rock through his window.
Some people have suggested, you know, that sort of thing, or putting bird seed all over his car.
Yeah,
so the birds will come poop all over it.
Why can't the people that run the place just give him a notice like, hey, look, man, you can't do that anymore. And the next time we're going to have your car towed or something like that.
Yeah.
Now that we know you're doing it on purpose.
And P.S., what's with the beetle? I mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And P.S., why are you a grown man driving a beetle?
Yeah. It is adorable. It's blue.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah. Whatever.
Can't you get him a ticket?
I'm saving the spot. It's like, yeah, you're in a beetle.
Yeah, you could start. That's what I'm saying, Rob. You could the management of the place could start to fine him or something. For if like, hey, if you do this again, we're going to fine you. Then after that, we're going to tow your car.
I'm talking about like the police probably could give him for double parking, right?
Yeah, but
I don't know.
They're looking at, you know, the situation, they probably don't have time for that.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with that.
You know, they got defunded, surely. You know, they defunding the police everywhere. They're stretched thinly. I think to keep from having to deal with all of that stuff, with the management and the police and all that, he needs to be faced with somebody who scares him more than his wife does.
Yeah.
Not do anything to him, but, you know, just lets him know how wrong that is and how, you know, how displeased everybody is with it. And, you know, maybe just let him know, if I will go and bring lockers back to this apartment complex and shove you in it like what happened to you in high school.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to be difficult to scare him.
But I mean, who thinks that way? You've got to be like a super self-absorbed, selfish person to think that anyway. Like, oh, if you want your wife to have the best parking spot, if you get there, get the best parking spot, and when she comes home, you leave and go find another one. Let her have yours. Uh-huh. Don't take up two of them.
Yeah, that's insane. I've never even heard of anything like that.
All right, is that worse than somebody who pulls up and just parks out in front of the store and says, I'm only going to be a minute, and runs in and leaves their car parked out there in front of where it's not supposed to be?
Yes, it's worse, because at least that person, I'm only going to be there a minute. Mm-hmm. At least they're leaving soon.
Yeah.
In this case, you're just not going to get that good parking spot. You're just out of luck.
So here's the thing. Who do you know believes that the rules don't apply to them? And what's the most egregious thing that they've done by just not following the rules? They knew, like that. I know I'm not really supposed to be taking up two parking spots, but I'm doing it anyway. I know I'm not supposed to park in front of the store. I'm supposed to go get into a regular parking spot no matter how long I think I'm going to be in the store. But I don't, you know, rules don't apply to me.
Quick question. Are we counting if you leave your car at the gas pump while you go inside the convenience store?
No, because I don't think that's a written rule, okay, really, so to speak. Right. And it depends on busy the gas station is.
That's a pet peeve of mine. Yeah, I know we talked about it before.
Yeah, it's a courtesy that you should do. Yeah. But I think a lot of people are just obtuse.
Yeah, that's a good point.
To social norms. Yeah. So what is it? Is it the fact that your friend thinks that they don't have to wait on a table when they go to a restaurant and they just go and sit down at a table?
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Oh, wow.
Can starts moving chairs around and going, hey, y'all bring that table over here. And we don't have accommodations right now. We got people. That's fine. Yeah,
21st of March.
We've got eight people coming, so we're just going to go ahead and set it up.
So someone you know who thinks the rules don't apply to them, what's the most egregious display of breaking the rule?
This is going to be so good.
Send us a DM or comment on social medias at the Ace TJ Show.
Don't miss the Extra Funny podcast coming up at 9 Eastern, live on the Ace and TJ app. Or download anytime wherever you get podcasts. More Ace and TJ coming up.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx. The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey, go get signed up for Ace TJ Prime and Ace TJ Prime Plus. All kinds of benefits that you get. I went back to Winfield, Louisiana in my speech. That all kind of benefits you got up there. Where you win prizes and get rewards and awards, all that kind of stuff. Just go check it out. Go to acetj.com/prime. So we're talking about people... Do you know who think the rules don't apply to them? This lady said, I don't want to say her name because people may know who it is. I don't want to get her in trouble at work. She says, working in a doctor's office, our patients who've been established for over 30 years think they're above all other patients and demand things be done for them. I don't care who you are. You're not the doctor's friend. Sit down. Wait your turn, Meemaw.
I love that. Sit down, Meemaw. Yeah.
Our friend Gilberto says, when I drop my kid at school, there's a dedicated line to drop kids, and this lady from my neighborhood thinks she's special and skips everyone else waiting in line and drops off her kids, knowing she has to get to the back of the line. And did I mention with music blasting so damn loud? He goes, and she does the same thing at the Piggly Wiggly. She parks right next to the entrance, goes in, doesn't even turn off the car music blasting, goes in and shops. So she's in there buying groceries with her car just sitting out in front of the store with her music still blasting.
And every day she cuts the line, the pickup line or whatever at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's at.
Yeah, you would think the school would.
You would think somebody from the school would walk out and go, hey, I'm sorry, but you're not really supposed to do this. Mm-hmm. But not that she doesn't know. She knows that.
Yeah, she
knows. School line, pickup line etiquette is pretty easy to understand.
Well, I mean, it's just like any other line. You see that it's formed and you go, what is this line for? Oh, they're dropping off their kids. I need to get in this line.
Yeah.
But again, I have more patience for that person who feels like the rules don't apply to her and skips ahead of the line. I have more tolerance for her than I do people who call it a queue instead of a line.
Because queue is English?
Yeah, and it's just stupid.
A queue.
It's been called a line in U.S. America since the beginning of U.S. America. We call it a queue. You just sound ridiculous. But be that as it may, that's somebody who won't follow American rules. Yeah. If you call it a queue. This is my favorite one, though. I know a guy who refuses to wait for the light to change before he crosses the street in the city. He steps out in traffic, puts his hand up like he's a cop calling for the cars to stop. He then walks to the other side of the street and waves the other pedestrians over to follow him.
Yeah, shouldn't be doing it. I don't mind walking against the light if nobody's coming.
But he's stepping out.
But if
out
you
in
step
traffic,
out in traffic and hold him up to stop him, that's wrong. You're probably going to get hit.
You don't think that's wrong, Reed?
Yes, it's wrong. But I get it. I don't know. I don't have a good reason why. It's just
no,
that's the way
I'm in my car and I have the right of way.
Yeah.
And you step out in front of me and hold your hand up and I got to slam on my brakes and stop because of you.
Yeah. But it's the city. Everybody's already driving kind of slow. It just operates differently and I can't describe it. It's not right. I'm just saying, I get it. I wouldn't do it.
Somebody said that he should get hit.
He should get hit.
Now that's too much. You've gone too far.
I didn't say that.
You just said.
No, I said somebody said it.
Well,
I said it. I said it. He should get bumped.
At the very least, get right up to him and lay down on the horn. At least blow the horn on him.
Because now you call
the horn. Blow the horn. But you got to load your horn up with scalding hot gel.
Yeah.
And when the horn blows, it just shoots it all over him.
Yeah.
Guys.
And then a net. Have the police come get him.
I only think of the corner right where my apartment used to be in Uptown Charlotte, and traffic was going through there all the time. And I saw that when that guy just kind of stepped out and held his hand up trying to beat the light across, and they had to slam on their brakes. And I thought that guy should have gotten run over right there because the car driving had to slam on his brakes, almost got rear-ended by another car because they were making a right to pull down onto the interstate.
At least an attention getter.
Who are you?
That's what I'm saying. At least an attention getter.
Like hit him with a car.
Bump him and knock him over.
Yeah, just enough to knock him down.
Just to keep him, you know,
hit him with
scare him, you know, so he doesn't do that anymore.
Okay.
For his own good.
At the most, let's just skin his elbows up a little bit. Maybe his knees if he's wearing shorts.
Nah. Yeah.
Just as a reminder.
Hit him by two cars.
Hit him with two cars.
Thank you, Rob.
Kill his family while you're at it. I mean, go crazy.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
All right, we're just joking around. We're not condoning people running around and hitting pedestrians that they don't agree with. I know somebody's going to be firing off emails to the people for the ethical treatment of pedestrians or something. All right, how bad was the COVID damage in a country of Japan? I mean, you think it was bad here where the iron fist of the centralized federal government came down on us and took away our freedom? And the damages that it did here are showing up now and it's bad. But it's, I think, worse in country of Japan. We'll tell you about this coming up next.
Live in the morning and anytime you want it as a podcast. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
From the Calitrin Studios, Calitrin is the safe and effective way to lose weight. Find out more about Calitrin at acetj.com/weightloss. This is the Ace and TJ Radio Show and Podcast.
Let's go, boom. Yep. All right. Every day, more information is coming out about how a lot of the COVID lockdowns and the rules that we had to follow with COVID and the freedom that was taken away from us and all of that stuff were just what most common sense people knew as it was happening, that they were just making it up as they go, as they went. And, more and more proof is coming out every day that they didn't know what they were talking about. They were just, like I said, making it up. Like the making people wear those masks around, cloth masks. It didn't do any good. It wouldn't protect you from COVID if somebody had it. you know, all of that. The health director or whatever of the state in which we live in, you know, North Carolina has now been named the new CDC chairperson. Hmm. And she was one of the worst. She's a, I think, and she's just an evil freedom snatching witch. But other than that, I think she's cool. There's video of her going around laughing about how she would call this her equivalent in Massachusetts, and they would go, "Are you going to allow them to have professional football this weekend?" "No, me either. Like a little giggly schoolgirl just drunk on power. But in Japan, they've experienced something that they're having to go back and combat now, of people not even knowing how to smile. They've been wearing those masks for so long. They're having to have professional smile educators take people in.
Get out of here.
I'm telling you.
That is dumb.
"People have not been raising their cheeks under a mask or trying to smile much," said Kiko Kawano, who teaches smiling through her company Igoiku, which translates to smile education. They're at a loss. And for $55, you can have a one-on-one session, and she teaches you how to smile again. How about show them something funny? Babies smile instinctively, you know, newborns. When they get a couple of weeks or whatever, you can make a baby smile.
Yeah. How do you forget how to smile? You just do that. You've always been able to do that. You just, when you're first born, something funny happens and you smile, you can't help it.
Well, they need to start playing our podcast for these people.
This is
crazy. That extra funny podcast will get them every time.
Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This lady said, "Hey, I hadn't used my facial muscles much during COVID." She's 20 years old. She's a student, which I feel like everybody in Japan is a student, right? They're always in school.
Maybe 20.
Mm-hmm. And that's what somebody recommended, the smile lessons, for her to make better in the job market when she's ready.
That's it, too.
Mm-hmm. And then the smile educator said, "Culturally, a smile signifies that I'm not holding a gun and I'm not a threat to you." So is that the way it is in Japan? When you walk down the street, you smile and let everybody know, "I don't have a gun, I'm not a threat to you." But what if you do have a gun and you are a threat? Wouldn't you smile to keep people's guards down?
It's perfect. It's the perfect plan.
Yeah, it's the easiest disguise ever.
It's a touch over the top, don't you think? A smile coach.
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Because you have a bad smile? Or
no, they used to do it in a couple of different Asian countries, dealing with Americans, because Americans are just naturally more jovial and friendly. Like when you come here to work, it's just a totally different culture where they don't smile and aren't as gregarious as Americans.
Mm-hmm. So, we're constantly, a smile means we're friendly.
Yeah.
And we're trying to be friendly to the Japanese when they come over here.
Yeah.
But what they need to do is if the Japanese culture wants to learn, you know, how to smile and how to be jovial and all of that, they need to come over here and go to some of our American hibachi restaurants, because their people are always funny. They're always cracking jokes and, you know, setting stuff on fire and throwing things at you and clanging. You know how they do.
Yep.
You know how they do. That's you know, that brings a smile to faces instantly when you go to a hibachi grill and they start doing those tricks and making fun of you. See, that's the thing. Foreign people can make fun of Americans to their faces. Americans laugh. That's a trick that they have. But are they really joking? I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know. But we fall for it every time, don't we? When they flip that shrimp and they say, "Here, fat boy, catch it," you know, and he's like,
"Here, fat boy, catch it."
Oh, he's so funny. He's so funny.
Come on, fat boy.
Right here.
Catch it, fat boy.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
A little bit of sports news, a little bit of Good news on the way, coming up in Now Trending.
It's a radio show, it's a podcast, and it's a TV show. Watch the Ace and TJ Show anytime. Just search for Ace TJ TV on YouTube. More of the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is coming up.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, Neogenix.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.